Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, let's get into our question of the day. What's something that you just never finish? Regrets or nah? 713-572-4610 is the number to text. Always remember, there's also the YouTube page, Sports Radio 610 and 610 Houston, courtesy of the Mocarum Injury Lawyers, that you can talk with us and talk amongst yourselves about. But yeah, this comes about because Stetson Bennett, a very good college quarterback. He is one of the quarterbacks of all time in NFL, a backup in Los Angeles with the Rams, and the Los Angeles media found out recently that, oh, yeah, you spent 7 years in Georgia. What'd you come out with? And the answer was, at least academically, nothing.
7 years in college, no degree. That's Animal House kind of stuff right there.
Yeah, man. I'm sure he was enjoying, especially once you remember, what was it? Was it after college but before he ended up getting drafted? Or was he after he drafted? After he got drafted, he got caught out here.
Oh, that's right.
Out here intoxicated, so to say. Mm-hmm. Like I was like, okay, so maybe this is some level of indication of what he was doing in college. Maybe, maybe not. But 7 years of not picking up a degree is kind of like, how many credits were you taking? I know you had to pass. Like, I know you had to have a certain GPA. Did he switch majors a bunch of times? Well, how do you manage to have that happen?
I'm glad you said that because I was thinking along the same lines. At least when I was in college, that was impossible to do. You couldn't go to college more than 5 years without a major switch or something like that. They would boot you out once you got to year six. Like, it ain't going to happen. I had a friend of my roommate who he said, I got to leave. What's going on? Well, I've been here 6 years. They won't let me stay.
I mean, fair enough.
I wonder what's the longest somebody ever been in college without getting any degree.
It might be 7 years.
Yeah, Stetson might be up here, man.
Might be 7 years.
Imagine going for like 8 or 9 years and come out with nothing.
Well, I can understand to some degree like the average human being doing that because, you know, you might fail at some points. You might be on academic probation at some point.
That's a long time.
It is. Mm-hmm.
Because at that point, you're probably thinking, man, school ain't for me.
You could have a doctorate. If you were on a good pace.
And there's a lot of dudes.
That's a lot of money to be failing and not getting nothing out of it.
Well, not quite a doctorate, but especially a lot of these dudes that, you know, stay in college for 6 years or what have you. They end up with graduate degrees because you go through this and you got to keep going to school. And they're paying for your opportunity to get this. There's plenty of dudes that come out with a graduate degree staying as long as he did because they're playing football and they're able to, you
hear about
work
guys
it.
Getting it in 5 years or four.
Yeah.
I think one of the Mannings got it in 4 years, a master's or something like that.
And this cat was like,
7 years, I got nothing.
He gave us the old Cardale Jones. They didn't recruit me to play school. That is I love that Cardale Jones school. And so that's your school, by the way.
My city.
Yeah. That's your city for sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, so what have you just never finished? What is something you just never finished? 713-572-4610.
And I'm sure a lot of people out there are regretting maybe not getting their own degree, maybe not in 7 years, or diploma or whatever. I'm thinking more in line of like projects, life events that you really, you know, dreams, so to speak.
And you don't have to regret it because some people actually are just like, actually, I had to take a level of pride.
Maybe you don't
that.
Regret it.
No, for sure.
Yeah. Now, you guys know I've written 5 books, but
Where are the 5 books?
I've got 5 books.
What are they? Can you name them?
Landing on My Feet, which is the Carrie Strug Olympics in 96.
Okay. All right.
Taking Flak. Yep. I did a book for a local golf course that is for members only, and I'm not allowed to say who it is. But that one was
so you can't count that one. You got a whole NJ
to the Rivers Oaks golf club.
You got a whole NDA and you can't tell us about
You're getting warm. You're getting warm, Figgy. You're getting very warm.
You weren't
warm.
Supposed to say that, man.
I just said you're getting warm. It's a private golf club that it was like a 230-page book. It was an actual book, but it's just for new members and members that are there. So I did that one.
This man wrote an Illuminati book. That's crazy.
I did a book on, well, way back in the day, I collaborated on a book called Loose Balls about the ABA. And then, so that one I don't count. And then I did a book on Bob Allen, the former Channel 13 anchor and all his stories.
Okay.
And then I did a book on the Texas cheer. Remember the Texas cheerleader mom? I did a book on the daughter, the Texas cheerleader.
That's
mom.
Six. Huh? Was that six?
Well, he don't count.
I don't count the loose balls. I just collaborated.
Okay. But he does count the book that he can't tell us about.
Yeah. Well, maybe one of these days.
All right. So it's not writing a book that you didn't finish, clearly.
But I have a novel, an actual novel. Like, not, you know, most of my books are collaborations, or I'm a ghostwriter or whatever. But I have a novel that I've been working on, I kid you not, for damn near 20 years. Because it's just time. It's just like life and the radio show and kids and then
don't
OG
you fish
sauce
every couple of weeks
and podcasts.
Yeah,
and
all that fishing time.
And fishing.
He said that like he had three jobs and he had to feed this. He had to feed
this brother
kids.
Worked 10 to 2.
I kind of have three jobs, though. You know that. I kind of have three jobs with OG sauce and the podcast. But I've got about, I would say, 300 pages of notes. Hadn't written a damn thing on it.
All right,
and
so
my actual novel.
Can you give us a little insight as to what it's about? Is it nonfiction? Is it a fictional novel?
No. It's nonfiction based on a true story. But I've kind of, you know, just filled in some of the blanks with my own kind of interpretation of the situation. It's kind of like a Jackie Robinson story of a Hispanic. A Hispanic man.
So okay. John Lopez.
Some of the no.
There once was a young boy. It was counted out.
The barriers I had to break through to get
grew
into
up
the radio.
In San Antonio, Texas. No, nobody believed in him. Rose to great heights.
John Lopez is the Jackie Robinson of the radio.
No. It's based on a Hispanic football player from the 1940s.
Oh wow.
That wasn't allowed to play football because he was Hispanic, but he was so good that one coach figured out a way to get him on the team, and they ended up, they didn't have state championships back then, but it ended up winning the regional championship.
All right, fine. I'll read the book. Hey!
So kind of a barrier breaker.
I get it. From the 832, high school regret it. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. Touche. Like, I will say, though, there's a lot of folks get out here and do these trades, man, and living large, man, managing to make it work. So I hope that you're doing all right. Fig, is there one for you that you're like, just never finished it?
I kind of agree with the last. I didn't finish high school. Mm-hmm. So even though that don't mean anything because I'm here and all that, but still in the back of my mind, I'm like, man, I wanted to walk across that stage.
Yeah.
It really meant a lot, especially my family, because none of my family graduated high school.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to be that first one to put on that cap and gown, mm-hmm. walk across that stage, hold my diploma. Unfortunately, I didn't get a chance to do that, but That one's probably top of my list. The other one, this is a smaller one. I never finished The Sopranos.
Oh,
wow.
I kind of regret it a little bit because I feel like I got to find out where I left off at to finish it. But I want to finish it. It started off slow for me. So eventually it caught on. I think I was on season 2. If for some reason I just stopped watching it, but I want to finish The Sopranos.
Sopranos is what, five? Is that five seasons or am I bugging? Am I remembering incorrectly?
I don't remember. Sean could give you chapter and verse on it.
No, six seasons, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely want to finish that.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
From the text line, somebody said, I had a coworker that took 10 years to get her bachelor's degree. She started college before me and I graduated the same year as her, but I had my master's. Hey, okay. But she made it happen from the 832.
She got it, though.
Yeah.
Went to San Jacinto College, a junior college, for 22 years, never got an associate degree. Oh, see, I need to understand how that happened,
22 years.
See, but like, there had to be breaks in there. You weren't going 22 consecutive.
He probably took one class a year.
Which some people need to do that.
Yeah.
What about you?
What's funny is I keep thinking about like the things that I haven't finished but I'm cool with, which is like a number of books, because I feel so passionately about something where TV shows, people feel real comfortable starting them and then just being like, didn't like it, stopped it. But I feel like if people are inclined to read, like, because I don't know if this is exactly why, but I think it's because people so many people read only really for school, where it was assignments.
Yeah, you had to. Yeah,
so like when they open a book, they feel like they have to end it. And so I know a decent amount of people that have read a book and they're like, it took a while for me to get through. And I was like, why didn't you just stop? Nobody is making you finish this book in particular. Yeah. If it's interesting, keep reading it. Because there's one thing that we don't talk a lot about, and I'm not saying this about you, Lopez, because I haven't read all your books yet. But not all books are good. not all books are actually good here.
Yeah.
So you get to a point in a book, and to be fair also, it might be a good book, it might just not be for you, or what have you. Because there's one for me that's called The Color of Law, which I still want to read it, but it's a very academically written book, and it's not easy to read.
Those are hard. You have to be all in. Academic
written book. You got to be really wanting to. It's not narratively based. So I was like, I'm going to stop reading this right now because I just.
Damn, it was too much for you?
Yeah, that's saying something.
I'm not that smart.
Yeah. I ain't even about to touch that book.
I'm not that smart. Don't give me that.
979 said, Taking Flack was a badass read.
Oh, well, good.
There you go. Good. There you go. Thank you very much.
That's one that I've pressed paused on right now, so I need to get back to.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
8327. No, I'm not going to read that.
You should write a book about yourself.
I want to write my novel first. I want to write my novel. It's just been eating at me for 20 years.
You better hurry up, man.
I got tons of notes.
I don't know if you have a lot of time. You better hurry up, man. You can't let another 20 years go by.
No,
man.
I won't do that. I definitely will not do that.
832 says, just restart The Sopranos, which I think probably a good
See,
look.
That's what I'm worried about, because that's more time. Because I feel like I got through season one okay. And then I think I might have got in the middle of season two, and for some reason I stopped.
You know,
I
want
to go back
it?
To the beginning.
Start it from the beginning, and then talk to Sean about it as you go. Like, that'll give you the energy to keep going. Because I feel like when you watch a show that somebody else is invested in and cares about, it gives you you just siphon invested. Off of them their energy to keep watching it. Or it makes you go the entire other way and make you realize that you just don't care about this at all in the way that they do. But that might be the way that that Stetson Bennett felt about the University of Georgia taking 7 years to come away with 0 degrees. The thing about it for him, though, is he is a legend. Like, he brought them their first championship since Herschel Walker at Georgia. He don't need to learn nothing, because absolute worst case scenario for him, he going to go open a Hyundai in Athens, and he'll sell everything that he needs to sell and live forever and never pay for a meal again.
He could just live off his name in Georgia.
Without question. That's one of my favorite things, is like the local legend in the college town.
I've also just be Johnny Manziel. Just be Vince Young. Just be Stetson Bennett, and you're good.
That's right. Just slap your name on a steakhouse, slap your name on a car dealership.
Yeah.
You're going to be great. You're going to be good. Yeah. People will be buying
Especially
cars
locally.
For you.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. You're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go around the NFL, where PFF put out their top 10 coaches for the upcoming season. Do you agree with it? And where's D'Amico Ryans? We'll talk about that and more next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.